Chapter 12. A Pleasant Surprise.
It's a month later and life is slowly returning to normal. Mats is not at school now. He went home to Sweden with his parents soon after our adventure. We're friends on Facebook and we chat on WhatsApp, but it's not the same. The students are presenting their projects today. I did mine alone because Mats left in the middle. I prepared a PowerPoint on Alzheimer's disease and added Matt's information. He sent it to me by email. Mrs. Randall arrives in class with a smile. She's a fantastic teacher, and I feel very close to her after our frightening experience together. We all sit down and she says,
"Today you must present your projects. We'll start with Sally Burton, and she'll present her project with her partner."
"That's impossible, miss, because my partner was Matt's, and he's in Sweden," I say.
"Are you sure?"
asks Mrs. Randall with a strange smile. The door opens and Matt's enters the classroom with his father. All the students are surprised and happy to see him. Now they know his story, they understand why Matt's was always a little strange and unsociable at school. We present our project and Matt's father listens carefully to every word we say. I get an A for the project and I'm very happy. Then Dr. Svensson explains about his work to slow the advance of Alzheimer's. There isn't an official cure yet, but there is hope.
"Finally,"
he says.
"I must thank Sally and Mrs. Randall for saving our family. They were heroes and we owe them our lives."
I smile, but I think about the real hero, Grandpa. He saved us, but doesn't remember anything about it. Maybe one day there'll be a cure to save him and other lovely people like him. That is my greatest wish.